All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so I got some quotes here from the newest Lion before Rico fixes the never-ending quest for a backup QB in this town. C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He shaded the Eagles a little bit, but I think it was instructional, okay? So a couple notes here. The newest member of the Lions believes Detroit's roster is, quote, a little better than his former team, the Eagles. Take that for what it's worth. He said, to be honest with you, it's a little bit better, according to NFL.com, but that's just on me. I mean, everybody can look from the outside looking in, but this team is talented. They can win a division. We can win this division. Everybody should feel that way. Then he this is the part I liked. I don't have a problem. I think it's interesting because the Eagles did what a lot of teams do. They talked about how well he turned down a three-year deal, right? According to NBC Sports, Philadelphia's Ruben Frank, he noted it wasn't what CJ wanted. He turned it down. Well, Gardner Johnson's agency, which is Universal Sports Management, they weren't taking that lying down. Perception versus reality. One-year real, three-year fake. Ready? They just wrote, one-year deal equals $8 million. Three-year deal equals 24 max with $17 million in year three. Which one are you taking? Mic drop.
Wow.
So the point is, once again, when you hear these offers, a lot of times they're window dressing. That three-year deal that he was offered in Philly, it was all backloaded, $17 million in the third year. You know what would happen before year three? They'd cut him.
He was never going to see that money.
Right. Versus take the $8 million up front, get a nice lump sum payment, and maybe a new team, new chapter, maybe you can start fresh, get that long-term deal.
Yeah. And, you know, it's par for the course. You're pandering to your crowd by sitting there saying that, well, our roster is now here is better than the Eagles. Right. It's why Jamal went down in New Orleans and said, well, I got disrespected. But you guys showed me love down here.
Yeah, and less money.
But that's what you do, because that's the new people, new fan base, and new people cutting you a check.
By the way, I did watch. You told me to watch the whole press conference. I did. I wanted to throw my laptop across the room.
Was it because of the hat?
No, he's just a jerk. He's just a artistry.
They're sitting there saying, this guy is great. He's entertaining. He's going to be a great quote. He's fun. He loves anime and video games.
That's great. That's great. I don't care. I don't care.
It's just, yeah, he's a sideshow. But he, you know what? He embraces the fact that he knows I am a sideshow.
Good. Kaza kaza gaze. Get lost. All right, go ahead. You wanted to fix things? Fix it.
Well, here's the thing, man. Everybody's saying one of the things that the Lions need to do is get a backup QB, the whole draft and stash. Maybe they should get this guy, Anthony Richardson. Here's the thing. I see and I look that Cam Newton is actually working out for Auburn.
I got to go.
Why is that? I would go. If Cam Newton is working out, first of all, he looks like he's in a much better shape. Didn't even recognize him when I saw the video at first. I was like, oh, wait, that's Cam. He's dropped some pounds. Looks good. He's out there throwing. I would send a representative if I'm the Lions to go watch. I mean, you're going to go to the Auburn Pro Day anyway, but I would watch and see. Now, the caveat is Cam has to be realistic. If Cam is coming here saying, you know, I want top dollar Cam, that's not going to happen. But if Cam is willing to come in and be the number two quarterback and actually work out for this, I would bring him in for a workout, for a tryout. You got nothing to lose if you're the Lions. And he's got experience. He's got playoff experience. Heck, he got Super Bowl experience. And why not? You have somebody, because if you're the Lions, you simply need, in case Goff goes down, someone who can pilot this ship for three games, maybe, until Goff is ready again. He will push Goff because you know Cam's going to want to start, but he's not going to get it. But Goff now knows, I can't go out there. I can't be lazy and rest on my laurels. I got this guy who wants my job. I don't see how there's any real loss to this, bringing him in for a tryout. I would rather go that route than the whole draft and stash a QB.
Yeah, he wants to start. He's already on record saying there's not 32 bleepers right. better than me. I just don't think – I don't see him coming here and willingly, A, being a backup, but B, being a good teammate. I don't see it. I mean, he's already accomplished so much. Now, I get it. He thinks he can still play. Really, last time we saw him in New England, what was that? You want to tell me the shoulder was banged up? All right, I'll live with that.
No, I mean, he said that he was having a hard time with the New England offense.
Yeah, well.
He comes in at a backup. Now, if he comes in demanding, I need – well, Cam, that's
look,
not going
to
work.
I just feel like we're living not because of the same reasons, but I think we're living the same thing with Kaepernick. No, this guy wasn't blackballed from the league. This guy didn't have politically charged comments, etc. It's just I think Kaepernick had opportunities to play and didn't want to. Wanted to be a starter. Wanted to make starter money. Wanted certain things. Not going to happen.
Right. I mean, right. It's where Lamar is with his contract. I want this or else I'm not playing. If Cam comes in and says, I'll be the number two guy, honestly.
Well, that's a different conversation.
I don't care if you're not a good teammate. Like you said, it's the Frank Clark thing.
Yeah, I do.
Don't care. You could be whatever. Can you help me win?
But Clark is a good teammate. He's just a terrible human. You can be both. I'm saying with Cam, Jared Goff's played the best football of his life. Yeah, all right, I bring Cam Newton in. I don't think I'd view him as a threat. My point would be you want someone there. The backup quarterback is supposed to be a support system for the starter. That'd be my only thing I'm worried about. Rico, I'm not mad at the suggestion. I'm not.
But I think a little bit of competition and knowing that this guy, you know he wants your job. He may be out there to help you, but he's waiting for you to go out there and throw four picks.
Right, that's not what I want when I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. That's the opposite of what I want. Cam can want his chance. But see, the problem is, I think he's got to go somewhere that doesn't have a QB. That's if he can play. Now, do you have anything from this pro day today? Has he already gotten it done?
No, I haven't seen anything yet. But
I'd love to know.
If he goes out there, he can make the throws. I would bring him in for a workout because it's free. You got nothing but a first-class ticket and a hotel room to bring him here, see if he likes it, see if you like him, talk to him. If he's saying the right things, yes. If he's saying, I got to be the starter and I need $30 million a year, well, Cam, you know what? You should have told us that
30.
Before we gave you the thing.
Rico, I wouldn't pay
Mike,
him three.
Mike, I'm just throwing that number out.
David, where are you at with this when Rico starts talking Cam Newton? Talk to me.
I don't know what he has left is my problem.
He looks washed.
If he had something left, I would have no problem with it. I just don't know what he has left, and I'm not willing to—
To do what?
To sign
try
him.
To see what he has?
But you're going to see at the pro day. I think you're going to know.
So you know what? Right. And if you like what you see, you bring him here, you run some routes with your quarterback coach and your off Ben Johnson, and let them decide. But I think you've already, like a lot of people, have already made up your mind.
I have.
It's Cam, and I don't like him.
Well, No. Hold on.
If I like Cam, you should be trying to win. No, and it's not about who you like.
I like Cam. I just didn't like what I saw from him when he last played.
Okay.
That's it.
And let's see. If it's still the same, I'm telling you and I'm telling Detroit, if it's still that way, you pass, you punt, don't care. But if he comes out there and he's making throws and you start nodding your head saying, interesting, bring him here for a workout, see if Ben Johnson can, you know what, guys, I can do something. Maybe you have some scripted plays around the goal line and you do him like Taysom Hill. Whatever you got. But let's see. Ben Johnson has taken a lot lesser talent and made miracles last season. It hurts. Doesn't hurt to try. And he has NFL experience. you really, let's face it, you need him for maybe 2-3 games at the most.
Isn't this amazing? CBS Sports is just pushing a narrative. It's really remarkable. So CBS yesterday had the Lions as a landing spot for Lamar Jackson. It makes no sense. Jared Goff's been very good. Guess where one of the five landing spots for Cam Newton is, according to CBS Lions. Sports?
Detroit.
Does CBS, like, follow the Lions at all, or do they just find a team they don't know anything about and put them out there? Here, Lions. Dan Campbell likes tough guys with spunk, and Newton is precisely that. More importantly, they don't have a single QB other than Goff under contract. Perhaps another splash is coming in the draft, but unless the Lions shoot for the stars and pursue, wait for it, Lamar Jackson, they could use proven insurance to prepare for a playoff bid.
Now, Lamar thing?
I love the Lions are the home for every QB nonsense that CBS can cook up.
I don't think it's – well, the Lamar thing is totally different. But reading this, it's exactly what I said. It's proven insurance. If you're going for the playoffs, if you're trying to win the division, you're trying to win the Super Bowl, that means odds are your starting QB is going to go down for maybe a game or two. You need somebody that you can rely on to keep things together for a little bit.
Okay, then he needed to shut his mouth and not say what he said yesterday. That's the problem. There ain't 32 better than me. You've just said, see, instead of approaching it with humility, you did exactly what you always do, Cam. You acted like an ass. All he had to say is, I know I'm good enough to play in this league.
Right.
I want to show teams what I can do. I really would like another shot.
So
that's
you wanted him to be like DJ Fluker, where you're just, guys, I dropped the weight.
That's it.
Give me a shot.
Give me a chance. Hey, newsflash. David nailed this. The last time we saw Cam, there were homeless people who could play better than that. So I just feel like.
So it's his personality that you don't like.
Oh, I can't stand it. Okay. And I don't think it's team oriented. I just don't.
Mike, if he's got the skills to get it done,
right?
Honestly, I don't care.
Tell me you're willing to be a backup. Tell me you're willing to take backup money.
And that's what I said. That's the first questions that I'm asking him. If he's like, nah, man, if I'm coming to Detroit, I got to get the head job. Well, then, Cam, that's not going to happen.
I also view him as just one titanic distraction.
But as you like to say, root for radio.
No, not with the Lions, I don't. No, no. I want to go to a Super Bowl. I ain't rooting for radio with this team's 2023 season. I'll root for radio when I want Rodgers with the Jets so he burns the stadium down. I'm not trying to F up what this team has going on.
I think he can help them as a backup QB.
Hold on. People, do you buy what Rico's selling? Let's start right there. Let's assume Cam's willing to be a backup. Is that who you want? Lord knows, no town in America is more obsessed with who plays backup quarterback than Detroit. So go ahead. 248-539-9797. I want to hear it.
Not an obsession, but I do
not
think.
Not by you, by these people, it is.
I think that it's, if you're going to be a serious team, trust me, I saw what happens when you go through five QBs.
Well, then you take Cam Newton.
Yeah, why don't you want him? I think he could help you.
He could do some
diddly-doo around the goal line, Rico.
Yeah. Honestly,
Come San Francisco's not on this list? Why is it always us?
Because they just got Sam Darnold. They went out and got no.
I'm done.
No, they went out and got a quarterback that most people probably didn't want.
Like Cam.
And said, we'll give you a shot. Because that's what teams do. But here it's, well, we're better than that. Are you? Are you, though?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.